This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much to get into from the college bowl games. Obviously, we had the semifinal games on Saturday, among other games. NBA basketball is absolutely kicking in full throttle now after Christmas. College hoops is just absolutely as good, too. And I've got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, none other than Mike Wilson. Good morning, Mike. How are you, brother?
I am doing very good. You're exactly right, man. Everything's pretty much kicking at full strength right now. So I got a feeling we're going to start off with college football. Something tells me we're going to do that.
Yeah, and then obviously the NFL, man. Week 17 is finally here. Can you believe it, Mike Wilson?
I know. We're not at the end, but we're at the end of the regular season, and there's a little bit on the line for a lot of teams today. So that whole second hour, man, is just going to be kind of a kick-butt hour, if you ask me.
Yeah, absolutely. As you know, hour number two dedicated to the NFL here on the program. All we talk is NFL hour two, but hour one, we get everything else in the mix that goes from hockey to college sports, you name it, we got you covered. And speaking of that, on the other side, our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, will join us. So keep it close, everybody. We're just getting loose, getting warmed up, especially that it's so cold here in Phoenix. I don't know what it's like the rest of the country, but it's freezing here. So keep it close, everybody. We're just getting loose and warmed up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses. Because it's not rocket science, it's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Second and 7. Williams again down to the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Mississippi State. They bring pressure. Hurts pass pulled in for a first down. Ridley wide open. He makes a defender miss and still going. Ridley past the 30-yard line. Ridley to the 10, and finally they get him out of bounds. In the backfield at 240 pounds, but it's Hurts going to the perimeter, and pushed out of bounds, but he got in. Touchdown, Alabama.
Blackman back in the shotgun, single receiver left, two to the right. Blackman has the snap. He's back. He looks. Throws deep down the middle. Intercepted by the Tigers. Back to the 25. Now to the 30. 35, 40. Near sideline, 45, 50. And finally run out of bounds. Van Smith, the safety, comes up with a pick of Blackman. A 35-yard return, and the momentum is flipped back to the Tigers.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
It's that time of year, people. As you know, the Bowl Series is all happening right behind us, right in front of us, you name it. And obviously the big games from Saturday, as we all know, the semifinal games. You had Oklahoma playing Alabama. And you know what? Alabama got out like crazy, Mike, 28-0 before Oklahoma knew what hit them. And then Oklahoma woke up and made it a little bit of a game. Whereas on the other hand, Clemson just absolutely dominated Notre Dame from the get. 30-3 was the final on that one. And like I said, Alabama 45-34 over Oklahoma. Real quickly, Mike, I just want to get your thoughts on that. And then we're going to switch gears and talk to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. And we'll talk to him about some hockey and maybe some other things as well. But real quickly, the semifinal games, Mike, not much of a contest for the most part.
Yeah, not much of a contest. The Notre Dame game was just Clemson playing the role of the bully and just letting Notre Dame not even breathe. That defense was suffocating yesterday. And then you go over to the Alabama game, and Oklahoma didn't know what hit them. And before they knew it, they were down 28-3 or 28-0. And they just couldn't recover. You can't get down that big to a team like Alabama that has a quarterback like Tua and expect to survive. So, but I will give it to Kyler Murray. He didn't give up. I mean, he was doing what he needed to do. So, yeah.
I agree. He played well even in defeat, but obviously not moving on. And Michigan maybe was a big surprise or a big shocker in the sense of getting crushed by Florida. But let's switch gears. Let's welcome in our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, and let's talk a little hockey. John, good morning. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Obviously, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well. Thanks, Andy. Good morning to you, and good morning to you as well, Mike.
All right, let's get into it. Let's not beat around the bush. The Tampa Bay Lightning continue to whoop up on the NHL. Way out in front of everybody at this point with 62 points. The Maple Leafs at 54. And those are the two best teams, if I'm not mistaken, in all of the NHL, at least record-wise, right, John?
Yeah, that's correct. And ironically, they're both in the same division. So living in the city of Toronto, of course, we're very happy to see that the Leafs are doing well. But when you look at the fact that Tampa Bay, the only team that's better in the league, is in your own division, and you're 8 points behind them, almost at the halfway point, with both teams having played 39 of the 82 games. Toronto had a five-game winning streak broken last night with a visit from the New York Islanders, who played very, very well in a 4-0 win. Tampa Bay beat the Montreal Canadiens 6-5 with a late goal. That's an incredible streak they're on right now. They've won five in a row, and they're 13-0-1 in their last 14 games. So in their last 14 games, they've gotten at least 1 point. That's the sign of a good hockey club.
John, this is Mike here. Hey, you know, you take a look at the Western Conference here, and I know we've probably talked about it at least once, but, you know, the Winnipeg Jets sitting there at 24-12, 50 points. You know, they're 7-3 in their last 10. What has got into Winnipeg to make them the division leaders in the Central over those Nashville Predators?
Well, I think it's just teamwork, Mike. And, you know, I've always thought that part of Winnipeg's strength was their goaltending, but their goaltending really hasn't been that outstanding this season. But that's just a solid team top to bottom. Good defensively, lots of young players. They've got a good young core there that's very talented. They're sitting in first place ahead of the Nashville Predators, 4 points ahead of the Predators, and having played one less game than the Predators. And for the last two or three years, we've sort of held the Predators as the gold star in the Western Conference. And all of a sudden, here we have the Winnipeg Jets, 4 points ahead of them with a game in hand halfway through the season. Has to be good news for Winnipeg. To me, Winnipeg right now, probably, although the points wouldn't show that, to me, I think Winnipeg is probably the best Canadian team in the league right now. Certainly the one that's been the most consistent in the last couple of weeks.
Well, and once again, we see the Vegas Knights just keep climbing up that ladder, John. I mean, I'm beginning to believe that the Vegas Knights are a contender, and they have the ability to get back there once again to the Stanley Cup this year. Just based on the performance as of late, you know, they have 48 points all of a sudden, and they're right in the thick of things to have the best record in all of the Western Conference. So they're right there right now for the taking. Are you surprised, or is this something that you expected them to not be a one-hit year, like a one-year wonder or a one-hit wonder? Were you not expecting that from the Vegas Knights? Were you expecting that, or were you not expecting, I guess, is the question.
I was expecting them to slip back a little bit from last year for a number of reasons. I didn't expect them to slip back as far as they did early in the season when we kind of saw them in that bottom four or five in the Western Conference. But as you mentioned, they're very clearly climbing now. They have played a couple more games than most of the teams, so the 48 points might be a tad misleading in that they've played two or three games more than some of their competition. But I was watching most of the third period of the game with L.A. yesterday, and we all know that L.A. has been struggling all season, specifically to put the puck in the net, but Vegas was clearly a much better team than L.A. yesterday, and when you look at some of the names on that L.A. roster, you have to sit back and think that Vegas is very definitely a contender. It's good to see them getting back into it, but, of course, the Calgary Flames in that division have been the team that has basically put everybody else on their ear for most of the season, and although they still sit there with a one-point lead over the San Jose Sharks, Calgary, to me, is the biggest surprise in the Western Conference.
What about the Arizona Coyotes? I got to get this in here. I mean, obviously, it's a team that we follow out here. And with the way that they finished last season, John, the expectations were obviously brought up a little bit. And this year, you know, it's them and the LA Kings in the cellar, man. And I can't quite figure out what's wrong, because you know what? They are one of the best teams as far as it goes on the power play kill, but they struggle with putting, you know, goals in the net and everything else that goes along with it. What's wrong with the Arizona Coyotes?
Well, I think you hit the nail right on the head, Andy, when you say they can't put the puck in the net. If you look at the defensive records of all the teams in the league, Arizona's given up 107 goals, the same number as Calgary. We've just talked about how successful Calgary is. Arizona, 99 goals on the season. By contrast, the LA Kings at 89 are the lowest scoring team in the league. But if you look at Arizona's 99 goals for, 107 against, and look at Calgary, who also have that 107 against, here's the big difference. Calgary has scored 133 goals. That makes a tremendous difference in the number of games that you can possibly win. I mean, you only need one more than the opposition to win every night, obviously. But biggest problem that Arizona has right now, in my mind, is they just can't put the puck in the net, and that's basically was your assessment as well. They're short a couple of proven goal scorers, and if they could ever get a couple of goal scorers and continue to play defense the way that they have done so far this season, that's a team that could move up in the standings fairly rapidly. But what they have to look at now is they're halfway through the season, and it's not necessarily the point differential that makes the big challenge for them here. It's the fact that all the other teams they have to climb over to get into one of those wild card spots. So it's going to be tough, but very clearly they're on the right track in terms of developing that team. They're building from the goal out, but they really do need some scoring up front.
Very good, John. I hear the music means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Appreciate your time. Have a great New Year, John, and we'll catch up with you in 2019. Can you believe it?
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. As always, all the best for 2019, and we'll chat next year.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down the NHL like nobody else does, and that's why we have him. Keep it close, everybody. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Able to work it ahead, and here's Nate Schmidt along with Neil. Neil sidesteps Edberg, scores! James Neal! And the Knights have the lead!
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Jeff Green tries a three-pointer and answers. Jeff Green, 19 points. Celtics look to push. Tatum rifles a pass to Bane.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Oh, that is awesome. All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Obviously, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through. Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. Alfred, what's up? I know you're watching on Facebook Live. Appreciate you, my friend. And everybody else that checks us out there on Facebook Live. So give it a watch, give us a listen, and check out the show. As you know, we're here each and every Sunday from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So appreciate everybody that is checking in and checking the show out. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year as well. Mike, we've got to get into some college football, man. I mean, obviously we talked to our professor of sports, John Poulter, about what's going on in the NHL, but we had a couple of games that were supposed to be intriguing, interesting, and they were anything but that. Let's be honest. Clemson just destroyed Notre Dame. You had Michigan not show up against Florida. You had Oklahoma not show up for about the first, 15, 17 minutes of that game, and then they made it interesting. But truth be told, I've been relatively unimpressed with all of the bowl games so far. We had one here just the other day, TCU playing Cal, and that game was as boring as it comes. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. 10-7 in a bowl game with overtime, I don't understand that at all. You've had 40 days to prepare. There should be some better offense, because when you look at most of the games, you do have some offense. But I'm a little disappointed, Mike Wilson. I don't know about you, but I'm disappointed.
No, you're exactly right. And I think we talked about this either last week or the week before about just the amount of bowl games and if it's a good idea to have so many bowl games. And I just think we have a few too many. In my book, I mean, I was there at that Cal TCU just disaster of a game the other night. I'll be going to the Fiesta Bowl on Tuesday to see LSU and UCF. That should be interesting. I think it should be interesting. But the quality of football has not been there. I mean, a lot of these teams have more than a month. A lot of these teams have had maybe just a couple of weeks, but you still have enough more than enough time to prepare for your opponent as you get into your bowl game. And, you know, there were a lot of people last night, well, Notre Dame didn't belong there, or maybe Oklahoma didn't belong there. You know what? I still think they got it right, because I don't think it would have mattered if you put Michigan in there, if you put Ohio State in there in any one of those playoff games last night, that it would have mattered, because Alabama and Clemson are clearly heads and shoulders the two best programs with the most money, with the championships, the coaching staff. They're the cream of the crop, and it is what it is. And if you want to challenge them, you have to step up as a program. You have to step up as the coaching staff, your recruiting, everything. And they've done it. I mean, it's It's simple as that. So, yeah, the quality has been down, but hopefully, you know, hopefully with the games remaining, with the Rose Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, we get some good games, we get some challenging games, and then I think, you know, the national championship. I think it's gonna be a good game. I mean, people are like, oh, this is the fourth time that they're going through this game. I'm like, do you get sick of the Golden State Warriors? I mean, you know, going through everything. We talk about, you have to appreciate greatness, right? I mean, that's what you and I talk about. And right now, Alabama and Clemson are as great as you get in college football.
I agree 100%. And let's talk a little bit about Tua and how he played. I mean, what an impressive performance from a kid who hasn't had any contact, hasn't been playing for a little while, goes out there and makes it look like he hadn't missed a beat. I mean, let's be honest. That kid was spectacular, breaking Andrew Luck's record of completions for the game. I was just really impressed with Tua and how he went out there. Did not seem to be a guy that was rattled at any moment in time. Just played a phenomenal football game. So you got to give credit to their staff for having him ready to go the way he was ready.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, whatever that surgery that he has, it was kind of like a new kind of surgery for ankles. It's kind of like they equated it to when they started doing the Tommy John surgery and how much it's improved since they first did it. I mean, shoot, you look at his stats, and I'm looking at the stats from the game right now, and he was 24-27. His quarterback rating was 236. He had 318 yards. I mean, it was just sick what he was doing last night. And, you know, Tua moving forward, he'll still come back for another year. His brother is going to be a backup quarterback at Alabama. I mean, it's just going to be crazy. But, you know, Tua had it going, and, you know, hats off. You got to tip your cap, raise the glass to that training staff at the University of Alabama for getting Tua to a point where, you know, he could do what he did last night. I mean, it was just sick watching him play.
I agree, man. The kid's phenomenal. You got to give everybody credit for having him ready to play that football game, and especially the way that he went out there and played. You said it, 24 of 27, 318 yards, four touchdowns to go along with it. Just a very impressive performance. Were you shocked the way that Oklahoma was able to run the ball on them? They did score some points on them. Was that a little bit of a shock, yes or no?
A little bit of shock because, you know, you look at Alabama, and one of the things that we always equate with Alabama is their ability to have a shutdown defense. And that's what Saban prides himself on. He's a defensive guy. He likes big. I mean, you look at that defensive line for Alabama. I mean, they're absolutely huge. The defensive line for Clemson is massive. So to do what they were doing in terms of Oklahoma and running the ball and letting Kyler Murray get out and scoot around and get some big plays, get some big yards, that was a little shocking. And Saban even talked about it after the game. He goes, we're going to have to tighten up a little bit if we want to bring home a championship next week.
Yeah, I mean, Trevor Lawrence will be a guy that can sling it next week when they play Clemson, but he also can use his legs a little bit. The guy's made a definitely a different quarterback than what they had to start the season. What do you think? I mean, does Clemson have a legitimate shot to win this game, Mike Wilson, yes or no?
Absolutely. Absolutely they have a legitimate shot. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is one of the best young quarterbacks in the country. There's a reason that they made the switch, you know, three or four games in. From the previous guy, and he showed. I mean, look, he showed on a big stage last night that he can sling it, that he can play. And he was, I mean, he had a good game. I mean, he was 27-39, three touchdowns, 327 yards. I don't know, you know, besides Tua, who can do better than that, or even Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray. But you know, he's going to play well. I just think he's not fazed by the big stage. And look, what is Clemson known for right now? That defense. That defensive line travels, defense sounds, you know, makes plays for them. I mean, they were all over Notre Dame. Notre Dame looked like a freshman team going up against a varsity squad last night.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. Notre Dame was just outclassed. They didn't belong in that game at all. And I think that that's something that the committee is going to have to be a little bit better at moving forward, to be honest with you. Michigan got crushed, man. Was that a surprise to you? Florida just went out there and, you know, that defense was all over Michigan the whole game.
No, that was an absolute shock to me. You think, you know, Michigan would show up. It didn't look like they were ready to play. It didn't look like they were that interested. Granted, they were missing four guys from that team that sat out to prepare for the draft last night. So that affected them when you got four of your best players sitting out. But you still have, look, it's still next man up. You still got to come and play. And Florida took advantage. It was a sight to behold last night. And, you know, there's a lot of Big Ten people kind of licking their wounds a little bit because they were talking about, you know, the SEC and how they use the excuse that they're not motivated to play. Maybe they may not be motivated to play here. You know what? McElwain had his Gators flying last night, and it was Michigan who took it on the chin. I mean, they took it on the chin big time.
Yeah, they absolutely did, man. And I'll tell you what, Jim Harbaugh looked like he was being outcoached. It was just one of those days where it wasn't going right for the Michigan Wolverines. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. Keep it close, everybody. So much to get into. On the other side, we'll talk a little hoops, maybe some NBA and college, both of those. So keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
O'Korn gives it to Khalid Hill. Khalid Hill tries. He pushes. He continues to push. Is he in? No signal yet. Touchdown, Michigan! Khalid Hill from 2 yards out on an absolute power play over right guard.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited-time offer to the first 100 people that call right now, so please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Villanova. Here's Brunson behind a Spellman screen. Bounces to Spellman on the pick and roll. And he slams with the right hand. Perfectly executed. Spellman with eight. And Villanova back up by 15.
Damian to tie his record. Got it. Damian Lillard has tied his individual mark of 9 threes made in a game.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can get at us in several different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it'll be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it'd be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, let's switch gears. We've been talking NHL hockey, we've talked some college football with the bowl games and everything along those lines. Let's talk some NBA hoops, and it gives me real great pleasure to say this today to you, Mike Wilson. The Milwaukee Bucks have the best record in all of the NBA, my friend. Can you believe that?
I can believe it. I mean, you watch that team play, man, and you see what the freak is doing and everybody else on that team is doing. They're deservedly, should have that best record. I mean, right now, who's the MVP of the league? Giannis has to be.
I don't know about that. I mean, think about the job that LeBron James has done with those Los Angeles Lakers. And when he's not in the lineup, they're not the same team. And I would agree that the Milwaukee Bucks won't be the same without Giannis in that lineup. But we haven't seen that yet. And we have seen the Lakers without LeBron. We've seen the Lakers with LeBron. And you know what? He goes anywhere and he makes everybody better. So LeBron James is making an absolute push to show everybody in the world how great he is and that he can do it with just about anybody.
He is. To me, it's just been set up for him because going to the Lakers, I mean, let's face it, the Lakers were just, they're just a dumpster fire in terms of their wins over the past few seasons and just how bad that franchise has got. Now you put arguably the best player in the game on that team. Yeah, they should improve with his basketball IQ and everything else that he brings to the table. I mean, it's set up for him to make that push, to make the case for him to be the MVP. I mean, it's, you take a look at the Western Conference, Dorf, and it's, I've made this comparison before. We would, during the summer, talk about the National League Central with the Cubs and the Brewers and how it just changes from day to day and all that. The same thing with the Western Conference. I mean, the Lakers were the 3 seed. Now they're the 6. And that's since, you know, LeBron, you know, pulled his groin and has a groin injury. And I'm a little worried about how severe this injury may be. I mean, I don't think the groin and like a high ankle sprain, that kind of thing, is something that you just don't bounce back from after sitting out a couple of games. Like this is going to take a while. These young Bucks, for the Lakers, you got to figure out how to win without them for a little while here.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. The Western Conference, like you said, the Nuggets right now leading the Western Conference at 23-11. You have Golden State right there at 24-13. Oklahoma City after them, L.A. Clippers, Houston Rockets. That's the jump we need to talk about right now, Mike Wilson. The Houston Rockets, yep, a week ago were out of the playoffs. Now they're in the 5th spot. They seem to have found themselves a little bit, and I don't want to give too much credit to Austin Rivers, but ever since Austin Rivers has gotten to the Houston Rockets, they're playing a little bit better. And I don't think it's all because of him. I think it's James Harden figuring out what he needs to do, and it's basically he's got to take over at all times, man. And when he does, that team seems to be playing a lot better. Chris Paul, a little banged up, not the same guy. So I'll be interested to see how he fits in throughout the year, but truth be told, the Houston Rockets have made a huge jump. So very impressed with the Houston Rockets.
Very impressed. And you know, you got to give it up to James Harden. I mean, he's just on a tear in terms of scoring and just doing what he does on the basketball court. He's just been lighting it up. So, you know, and then, hey, look, you take a look at the bottom of the Western Conference and who's there. The Sacramento Kings. Look at that. I mean, that has just been the Siberia of the NBA, and those young players in Sacramento are making it work, and they're making it kind of exciting to be in Sacramento right now, which is kind of the thing. And all these people, I just got to get this off my chest a little bit, Andy. All these people that are sitting there going, should we be concerned with Golden State? No, you shouldn't be concerned with Golden State. Golden State still has who they have, and they're still just as good. Yeah, they're not going to go 73-9 and, you know, or 80-2, you know, whatever it is. They're going to be just fine. They're going to be right in the mix at the end, if not the best team in the Western Conference. When you have KD and Steph and Klay and Draymond, you're going to be just fine. So this talk, I think it's just kind of a blown-up media thing that they want to make into a story to have something interesting to talk about, but there's really nothing interesting to me to talk about. They're still Golden State. They're going for 3 in a row. Yeah, are they going to have some issues, get sick of one another from time to time? Because all this is quite, it's quite a grind to do what they're trying to do. So Golden State in the long term is going to be just fine. Just let them be who they are let the rest of us just enjoy the season.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, the Golden State Warriors will figure it out by the time playoff time comes. So, yes, there's no real reason for huge concern. However, with that being said, you know, you're letting these other teams like the Denver Nuggets, like the LA Clippers, like the Sacramento Kings build a lot of confidence as they are starting to get older and mature a little bit. And let's be honest, man, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they've kind of been sitting there for the last couple of years where you've thought they could be a little bit better. Maybe this is the year that they actually get through and they get to that Western Conference Finals and maybe even to the NBA Finals. Because truth be told, Paul George, Westbrook, I mean, once again, Westbrook is doing it, bro. This guy is a triple-double just waiting to happen as he falls out of bed every single day. So, no, I mean, it's crazy, though. I mean, we haven't seen anything like this since Oscar Robertson, when you think about it. And, you know, they didn't keep track of Oscar Robertson the way that they keep track of Russell Westbrook these days. So the truth is the guy is a triple-double as he falls out of bed every single morning. And I just think that maybe, just maybe, Oklahoma City is poised to make a little bit of a run, especially in a year where – I know that we're not worried about the Golden State Warriors, but I'll tell you what, this is a year where they're a little bit vulnerable, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, maybe a little bit vulnerable, but I, you know, with Oklahoma City, I mean, you're exactly right. And I wasn't laughing because I thought you were wrong. I was laughing because it's just so true. I mean, he just falls out of bed and he has 23-10-10 with Russell Westbrook. But you also got to give it up to PG-13. You got to give it up to Paul George. I think he's found a way and figured out a way to play with Westbrook. Because, I mean, let's face it, playing with Westbrook can be tough because he's such a ball-dominant guard. He's not your pass-first point guard. He just isn't. You know, he wants to get his, and he does a very good job of getting his. So I think it would be great if the Western Conference Finals were Oklahoma City and Golden State. To me, to see that and to see Oklahoma City beat them, that for me, that would just be entertainment, appointment television. Is everybody there?
The LA Clippers, they don't have the horses to wind up beating the Golden State Warriors. Oklahoma City, I think they'll be tough, but I really don't look at the Western Conference and see a team the way that they're built right now, Mike, that they can, any of them can really beat the Golden State Warriors in a seven-game series. I'm sorry. I just don't see any of these teams beating them.
No, I mean, like I was saying earlier, Golden State is going to be who Golden State is, and they're as solid as any team that you could put in the history of the NBA in terms of what they do. I would just like to, personally to see the Golden State Oklahoma City Western Conference Final, just from the storylines that would abound from that kind of series. But no, you're right. I mean, Golden State, what do they have that everybody else has? Experience. Championships, rings. They know how to do it. They know how they can get through the grind of 82 games and then like another 15 or 16 games in the playoffs. So it'll be fun. It's going to be interesting. I don't know about Denver, man. I don't know how much I really trust them. I don't know really how far they can go. But for right now, that's a pretty good story happening up in Denver.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's we got to wait and see on them. They've got a lot of right. stuff to prove to us. Like you said, Golden State has been the team to reckon with for years and years now, going for three straight. I almost feel like it's kind of like they're sleepwalking through the regular season at this point, and they only get excited for the playoffs, let's be honest. So it's all about getting to that tournament and then figuring out a way to play your best basketball at that time. Hey, let me ask you this, just looking real quickly at the men's basketball, college men's basketball. How in the world can you explain Arizona State losing to Princeton the week after they beat the number one team in the country, Kansas? Does that make any sense whatsoever?
It makes no sense at all. And, you know, I wrote an article for PacificTakes.com on how the Pac-12 men's basketball is just not scaring anybody. And it just came to fruition yesterday. I mean, Arizona State goes out and they beat – They beat the number one team. They beat Rock Chalk. They beat Kansas, KU, whatever you want to call them. And then they just step on themselves with Princeton at home. They lose in Tempe, man. It's just – that's embarrassing to me. That is absolutely embarrassing to me if you're Bobby Hurley or anybody associated with that program.
Well, and not only that, it just goes to show you the way if you get up for a game – You can play extremely well. And if you're not as up for that game, it takes a little bit more for you to get into that game. And you know what? They never really got into that game. They lost by 1 point. They had a chance to win at the end of the game, but none of those shots were dropping. Remy forced a three-pointer. That was the bad shot there, if you ask me. Dort got a rebound, tried to put it in. But at the end of the day, each and every opponent causes some sort of chaos. And you know what? Give those kids from Princeton some credit, Mike. They played a heck of a basketball game. They came to Arizona State, like we're talking, a team that had just beaten the number one team in the country, and they didn't give a rat's you know what, and they went out there and they played their hearts out, and give them credit. They got a victory over a team that was riding an amazing emotional high. This has got to kick them in the butt. And again, you know, last season they fell apart. Is this the start of the demise now that they lost to Princeton?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question you got to ask. And I'm telling you right now that as much as I like Dort, the point guard for the Sun Devils, Dort right now can't finish at the rim to save his life, man. Every time he goes in there, he goes in with a purpose. I mean, I give him that, but he's not finishing. And when you go in and you're as big as him, you got to finish at the rim.
I agree with you, man. And you know what? Hey, that's the difference of winning and losing. And I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. So we're going to do that. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap up hour number one and then hour two, people, all about the NFL. Week 17. I can't even believe it. Unbelievable. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Lob up top. Booker to Ayton. And a quick slam gets us started. Look at Giannis with the one-hand throwdown off the miss by Bledsoe and a foul.
James has done a nice job running a half-court offense tonight. Buddy Hill.
Block by LeBron James! He beat it up!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are you kidding?
Do you use
use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour. Dorf on Sports, weekend edition. Hour number one in the books, just about. Hour number two is on the horizon. It's all about the NFL. Week 17, Mike Wilson, still some things to be played for. Lots of coaches, maybe out of a job. It's an interesting time to be talking about the NFL, Mike.
It really is. There's a lot of important games today. I know our household is going to be tuned into that Pittsburgh game and some other games that maybe get Pittsburgh in. But, yeah, it's that time of year where every snap and every game really does count.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I mean, you know, guys that have been so secure with jobs for many, many years, like a guy like Mike McCarthy, no longer with the Green Bay Packers. We know he's going to get some looks other places, but I just have a real weird feeling that there are going to be a bunch of guys out of jobs. Todd Bowles, would he be a good fit in Arizona? I mean, they've loved the guy for so long. You know, he was with the Cardinals at some point. Would that be a guy that would be a good fix with the Arizona Cardinals, Mike?
He could be. I mean, he had, like you said, he has history with the program. He has history with his fan base. I don't think the fan base would be too upset if they hired Bowles. But he hasn't had a lot of success in New York. So I don't know if that causes people to pause a little bit with Bowles. I think McCarthy's going to get a long, hard look here in Arizona as well. So it'll be interesting to see who gets the pink slips over the next couple of days. But like you said, it's certainly going to happen.
You know, I'd be a little bit cautious with Mike McCarthy. Everybody thinks he's such a great quarterback coach. Well, what did he do with Brett Hundley? Let's be honest, man. He was in that system for four years and didn't do so much. Never really was able to play a game when Aaron Rodgers wasn't in. They looked like a disaster. So be careful what you wish for, people. Anyways, hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. All about the NFL, too. So keep it close, everybody. Week 17, so much to discuss. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The partial government shutdown is now in day nine with no sign of a deal. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleon tells ABC's This Week it's not just about a wall. He's asked for 1,000 miles of wall along with additional technology.
What we're talking about is not just a dumb barrier. We're talking about sensors, cameras, lighting, access roads for our agents, a system that helps us secure that area of the border.
And on Fox News Sunday, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise says it's time for Democrats to offer some ideas.
If there's a better way that Chuck Schumer can put a plan on the table to keep this country safe, I want to see it. If he's okay, by the way, with those thousands of criminals that we stop, how many thousands do we not stop because we don't have a secure border?
And President Donald Trump blames Democrats for the recent deaths of two children in U.S. Border Patrol custody by making their parents think they could cross the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A St. Louis area man is charged with fatally shooting his girlfriend, her two children, and her mother in a home they shared. St. Charles County prosecuting attorney Tim Lomar says it was a gruesome scene.
What can possess someone to take the life of a child? It's beyond me. I don't know how anyone could ever do such a thing. We may never know, but I think it's important that we need to emphasize that the community is safe.
46-year-old Richard Emery was wounded before being taken into custody. The widow of a Philadelphia police officer who was gunned down 37 years ago in the line of duty is outraged over a judge's decision last week to grant her husband's killer a chance to appeal his conviction. Maureen Faulkner reminds Fox News how her husband was killed.
Shot my husband in the back. My husband turned and shot him in the chest, fell to the ground and lost his gun. And that is when Mamiya Bulchma leaned over and emptied his gun into my husband.
Former Black Panther Abu Jamal spent 3 decades on death row before his sentence in the shooting death of Faulkner was thrown out over flawed jury instructions. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
One Republican candidate in an unsettled race still hopes that the 116th Congress will seat him next week. USA's Wendy King has more.
Incoming House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says that House Democrats won't allow Republican Mark Harris to be seated in Congress next week. North Carolina's 9th District race remains unresolved amid an ongoing investigation in ballot fraud allegations. Harris leads Democrat Dan McCready by 905 votes. A GOP operative hired by Harris is accused of paying people to illegally collect absentee ballots. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Alabama proves it deserves its number one ranking with a 45-34 win over Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl. Coach Nick Saban on how it was done.
You know, I thank these guys all the time for the great hard work that they do, the way they represent the university, themselves, their family. I'm really proud of them for that. But every thank you has an IOU, and I owe you them my very best. And so do all of our coaches, and that's how we kind of approach it.
Clemson also showed they're worthy of being in the championship game with a convincing 30-3 win over Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl. Head coach Dabo Swinney says his team delivered when asked.
The big plays were definitely the difference in the game. Notre Dame came into this game hardly giving up any big plays, and we were one of the leaders in the country in big plays.
Alabama and Clemson face off for the championship January 7th. Alabama playing in its fourth consecutive CFP national championship. Clemson is playing in its third title game in 4 years. It'll be aired on ESPN from Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much to get into in the NFL. Week 17, a lot at stake, Mike. I mean, let's be honest. The Vikings fighting for their playoff lives. Your Steelers fighting for their playoff lives. So much in the NFL in Week 17, my friend. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. Yeah, you're exactly right with week 17 or week 18, however you want to look at it. In the NFL, there's a lot to get done for some teams. Some teams are just playing out the string. Some teams are playing for pride. Some teams are playing to increase their chances standings in the playoffs. So there's a lot to be done. There's a lot to look at. So it's going to be fun, man.
Yeah, we'll find out. We'll talk about the coaches, too, as well, as far as who we think is out, who's in, who has a job, who doesn't have a job. And we'll talk about some other things as well. So much to get into. Week 17 of the NFL. Still some playoff stuff to be found out. Keep it close, everybody. We're going to talk about it. We're going to break it all down here this hour on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Hey, it's Ron Barr. The new year is almost here, so what's your New Year's resolution? Well, if you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. Right now, MyPillow's Christmas special has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, you'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack. It includes free shipping. You heard me right, free shipping. And you also get their 60-day money-back guarantee that's been extended through March 1st. First, best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee, and a good night's sleep. What else do you need? So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and use promo code BARR, that's B-A-R-R. You'll get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Again, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and enter the promo code BARR. I have a MyPillow, and I love it. No neck or backache, just a nice, fitful sleep. So check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code BARR.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Chiefs 3rd and 5 in the gun, Mahomes from his 45. 2 on the defensive line, 5 in the Broncos secondary. Mahomes arms out, stretch, shotgun snap. He's being pressured, runs to the far side. He throws a left-handed pass. It's caught by Hill. It's caught by Hill on a short pass at the 50 and runs out of bounds for a first down. He pulls a Houdini. What a play by Mahomes.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
All right, talking NFL, it's week 17, week 18, whatever you want to talk about it with it. We got a lot of games today, man, a lot of important things to be talking with here in terms of those games and playoff position. Dorf, are you there, man? Are you there? Okay. All right. So anyways, hey, look, the schedule today, we got Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is probably, I know around my house, that's going to be the big game to watch today. But we got, let me go through the list of games here. We got Miami at Buffalo. We got Detroit at Green Bay. We got New York, the New York Jets at New England. We have Carolina at New Orleans. We have Dallas at the Giants. Dallas is certainly playing for something there. Atlanta at Tampa Bay. Jacksonville at Houston. The Rams, the Los Angeles Rams, or Los Angeles Chargers, excuse me, at Denver. We got Oakland at Kansas City. San Francisco at the Rams. We got Chicago at Minnesota, which Minnesota is certainly playing for something there as well. So that should be an interesting game. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. Hopefully Pittsburgh just takes them out behind the woodshed and does what they need to do and then just praise the God that they get in. Arizona at Seattle. Seattle's going to be all over them. Philadelphia at Washington. Cleveland at Baltimore. Indianapolis at Tennessee. And there are some playoff implications there for Tennessee. And the question with Tennessee, are they going to be with Mariota? Are they going to play without Mariota? What's going to be the determining factor there? If they have Mariota, obviously they have a better chance at winning the game there. But let's start Miami and Buffalo. I mean, there's not much to play for there at all. So we will see. Even though, you know, Miami was in the hunt for a while, they're no longer, to me, in the hunt. Dorf has returned from Siberia. So,
you know, look, man, I've been hearing what you've been saying so far, Mike, and obviously it's week 17, NFL, still some things at stake. We know that. The Vikings are planning to get in. It would be pretty interesting to me if they don't get in when you think about the change that they made at the quarterback spot, obviously. You get rid of Case Keenum because you don't think that the guy is capable enough to get you to the next level. You bring in Kirk Cousins, who ultimately all season long, Mike, has struggled profusely. And it's not like this guy doesn't have wide receivers. He's got two of the best receivers in the game in Diggs and Thielen. So something just isn't working right there. And I know they made the change with DeFilippo, got him out of there. But the truth is there's more to it than just that. I don't think Kirk Cousins is necessarily an elite quarterback in this league. Not that Case Keenum is, but Case Keenum seemed to have a better understanding of how to run that system than Kirk does this season. So, truth be told, I look at them as a very big disappointment. Having to play Week 17 just to make a wild card spot for the Minnesota Vikings, when you think about what they had last season. The New Orleans Saints, man, let's talk a little bit about them. That's a team that, unfortunately, didn't get to the Super Bowl, right? They had that fluky play happen to them against Minnesota. Well, guess what? The road goes through New Orleans this season, Mike. I think it's a much different scenario. They're going to be tough to beat, man. I mean, Drew Brees is arguably the MVP of this league. So there's a lot to be played for, and you mentioned the Steelers, too. I know you'll be watching that game big time. Look, if Baltimore can go out there and win, then it doesn't matter what your Pittsburgh Steelers go out there and do. So the truth is they need some help. They may get it, by the way, because if I'm not mistaken, Cleveland plays Baltimore, right? And let's be honest, Cleveland wants to finish the season making people think that they're a force to be reckoned with for next season and beyond at that point. So I think the Browns are playing for a lot against the Ravens. So truth be told, I kind of, in a weird way, it could all work out for your Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike.
It certainly could. The chances are slim. You know, Baltimore's playing at home. Cleveland's playing better ball. I mean, I never thought I'd be sitting here rooting for Baker Mayfield this year. But you know what? As a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you can't sit there and go, oh, my God, the season was lost last week. Now, the season was lost right off the bat when you tied Cleveland in the first game of the year, because I just kept it in my head. I go, that's going to come back and bite us in the backside. The Oakland game, okay, that didn't do us any favors. You lose to Kansas City. I mean, there are spots and there are games where this kind of went sideways for Pittsburgh a little bit, and they're in the spot that they are, and you're exactly right. If Baltimore wins, it's all for naught. It's a moot point. So we are big Cleveland Browns fans in this household today. But let me ask you something here about Chicago. I've heard some people talk about they think Chicago can get to the Super Bowl and even win the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts with that?
Look, that defense is definitely Super Bowl worthy, Super Bowl caliber. You question whether Mitchell Trubisky can make the plays, make the throws, make the good decisions in the playoffs when he hasn't had that opportunity before. So as far as it goes in that respect, I trust Drew Brees more than I trust any quarterback in the NFC. And with that being said, I probably trust Russell Wilson second most as far as it goes with quarterbacks in the NFC. So don't be surprised if Seattle somehow makes a crazy run in the playoffs. And let's not forget, this was supposed to be a rebuilding year for them. You know, all the Cardinal fans call them the sea chickens and they hate them and, you know, they're so bad. But the truth is they're pretty damn good, and this was supposed to be a rebuilding year for them, and they're on the brink of being in the playoffs. So it's pretty impressive what they've done. I don't trust Mitchell Trubisky yet, but with that being said, I do think their defense is very good, Mike, and you know, anything is possible. Could they have home field advantage for a round or two? Yes. So they're playing for something, to be honest with you. You know, if the Rams falter, then the Bears can get that spot. So they're playing for something in the sense of that. But truth be told, I don't trust anybody besides Drew Brees. I think it's the New Orleans Saints who are getting out of the NFC. We're going to be talking about this, but when you have to go through their house, I just think it's a really, really daunting task. And I don't see many, especially, like I said, I don't trust any quarterbacks other than Drew Brees and Russell Westbrook. So, I'm sorry, Russell Wilson. I trust Russell Westbrook, too, by the way. But Russell Wilson I trust as well. And I'm going to give the nod to the New Orleans Saints. I think it's theirs for the taking.
So do I. And one real question. I think I hear the music in the background, but do you play Brees at all today?
You know what? No, I don't think you do. What's the point? I agree with that 100%. You know, you see other teams like the Dallas Cowboys who are resting Ezekiel Elliott. I don't think you take that risk at all. I mean, maybe you play him for the first quarter, but other than that, I don't think he plays. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we're going to do that. Hey, we haven't talked about the AFC. Of course I trust Brady, by the way. We haven't talked about the AFC. Anyways, keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Ingram, the tailback. He brings Kamara in motion to the right, fakes the handoff to Ingram, drops back, sets up the screen to the left. Ingram at the 25, big block out in the flat. He's got a block route in front at the 5, spins across the goal line, touchdown, Mark Ingram, 30 yards on the touchdown, call it 28, Mark Ingram with a great catch and run on the screen pass, and the Saints answer right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-4-4-4. 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline. 1-800-428-1570.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Under 5 minutes to go now. As it fires, caught it into the end zone for a touchdown. Aldrick Robinson.
Locked wide open to the end zone. Lobs it for Eric Ebron. Touchdown! Touchdown! A 12-yard pass. Wide open was Eric Ebron. That's his third touchdown of the half.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
And it's a feeding frenzy right now.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, all about the NFL, week 17. A lot at stake still for a few teams anyway. And then a lot of coaches will be out of jobs, too, after this week or in the next couple few weeks. So if you're worried about your team, I mean, let's just kind of go through this, Mike, to be honest with you. And I'm going to do it by going through all of the games that we have on the slate for the day, and we'll kind of discuss each and every situation there. Dolphins are at the Bills. Dolphins may be looking for a new coach. Bills, they're not looking for a new coach necessarily, but they need all kinds of things to happen for them to turn it around for them. Josh Allen, at the end of the day, actually had a relatively decent season. So with that being said, They may have a quarterback, so they don't have to necessarily worry about that. But they're going to need to protect him. They're going to need to get him some more weapons on offense and things along those lines. But what do you see the outlook for the Dolphins and the Bills in the offseason?
Well, the Dolphins, I mean, they got rid of their GM. And it looks like they're going to keep Adam Gase. So when you're going to keep your coach, get rid of your GM. There's a little bit of shakeup. You got to figure out what this new GM is going to want to do with the team, who he's going to want to bring in. You know, with Buffalo, you're right. They may have found their quarterback in Buffalo with Josh Allen. You know, these rookie quarterbacks, and we talk about them all year. They've had a good game, bad game. They're up and down. They're all over the place. But at the end of the day, they're still a rookie quarterback. They don't know. They don't have all the answers. They haven't played this game a whole bunch. They're in their first season as a quarterback. So to really grade Josh Allen, I think or any of these rookie quarterbacks, you got to give them a couple, 2-3 years to really see what they can do and how they learn the game and how they approach being a professional athlete. So, you know, I don't root against anybody, really, but, you know, with Josh Allen, coming from a small school, he kind of, you know, he may have that chip on the shoulder. He may use that going forward. So we'll see.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's good to see him have a decent season. I don't think we're expecting all that much necessarily from either one of these teams. So I think, the fact that the Dolphins are about average is pretty much what we thought, and the fact that the Bills are a little bit below average is exactly where we thought they'd come in. The Lions and the Packers. All right, so the Lions have a new coach. Matt Patricia comes in there, and you know it's said that he shows up late for meetings as of late. That's the latest I've seen. And you know what? The result on the field for them hasn't been that great this season. Matty Stafford. I don't know. I guess that. At the end of the day, man, I've got to say that I think they made a mistake on him. You know, you pay that guy money, and he's just not all that great. Doesn't have that many great weapons around him. But truth be told, the Lions are underperforming. Packers underperforming. They got rid of Mike McCarthy. Look, Aaron Rodgers making a case for Philbin. He wants him to stick around and be the head coach. I don't know if that's going to be the situation. They've already started their process of interviewing people. They've had a couple people in. I expect a bunch more. We'll see the direction of the Green Bay Packers, but we know they've got a great quarterback. And I do think that if they can find the right coach, the future, the next 5 years could be real bright for the Green Bay Packers. Lions, I'm not so sure. I think they've got a lot of work to do. So, Mike, what say you?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head with Stafford. I've always been kind of hot and cold with him because he just really hasn't shown me too much in terms of being considered one of the top quarterbacks in the National Football League. I think he's as good as it's going to get for Detroit. There's not too many people clamoring to go to Detroit to play with Green Bay. You know, if it's Philbin, okay. But I think what needs to get in there is some like fresh blood, man. I really do. Some young coordinator, or keep this name in the mix. Probably they're going to contact them. Lincoln Riley, the head coach at Oklahoma. But then again, you wonder how a guy like Lincoln Riley is going to mesh with that bad man. I mean, I don't know how that would go. But he would certainly infuse some fresh ideas for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I mean, they want an innovative guy. I think that ultimately that would help them big time. But we'll see, man. I don't think I'm all that worried about the Green Bay Packers. I think they'll rebound from this. 2 years in a row, though, of not being in the playoffs, the postseason, kind of somewhat shocking. The Jets and the Patriots, obviously two teams in different direction. Todd Bowles may be out of there. Belichick can be there as long as he wants, let's be honest. But, you know, at a certain point, he's going to decide to leave. Tom Brady's going to decide to leave. But truth be told, I like the Patriots. I like where they're sitting. They have a chance for home field, a bye in week one of the NFL playoffs. And once again, I feel like we've seen this movie over and over and over again. But the Patriots, I think, have a great shot to make it through the AFC once again. And then the Jets, where do they go if they get rid of Todd Bowles? Where does Todd Bowles wind up? Does he wind up in Arizona because there is a relationship there? A lot of questions about the Jets moving forward and the Patriots. The same thing, but for many different reasons, Mike.
Very true. You know, the problem with New York is it's such a tough place to coach. It's a tough place to play because of the media pressure and the glare, the big lights of New York City. I don't know who's going to want to coach the Jets. I mean, you do have Sam Darnold there, so you got a young gunslinger of a quarterback there who showed at times this year that he can play. He's still a little young. He's probably 20, 21 right now. But you know, I don't know who's going to exactly line up for that job. New England, nail on the head again, Dorf. I mean, Belichick and Brady can walk out the door when they want to walk out the door there. We've seen this movie 1,000 times over. And you know, there's people on our Facebook feed right now that are saying, you know, I trust Brady. Well, you and I are right along with that. We trust Brady because we've seen him do it. We've seen him do it as the preeminent favorite in that conference. We've seen him do it on the road. He's won 5 Super Bowls. He gets all the respect that he deserves from anybody, whether you like the New England Patriots or not. He deserves that. So I think New England's exactly where they want to be, kind of being doubted a little bit. So we'll see moving forward. But you know, for Patriot fans, it's in Brady we trust.
Absolutely, it's just been that way for so many years. Panthers and Saints, man. These are two division rivals, but obviously they've shut Cam Newton down for the year. Saints may not play Drew Brees, which makes sense. They have home field advantage throughout the whole thing. Why get the guy injured? You're going to need him for these next few games to get you to the Super Bowl. I love the Saints, man. I see them being good for a while. I really do. The Panthers, I think they can be good, bad, good, bad. I think they lack the consistency. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. Whereas the Saints, year in and year out, they seem to be a model of consistency. Sean Payton, Drew Brees, they've got a pretty good marriage. We've talked about Brady and Belichick. I mean, let's talk about Sean Payton and Drew Brees. That's been a pretty damn good marriage, too. Drew Brees, a potential MVP of this league. So I love the Saints. I love their direction. I think they got a great shot to make it to the Super Bowl. Panthers, I think they've got to figure out Cam Newton, man. Where's his head from week to week? So ultimately, Panthers have a lot more questions than answers, and the Saints, they look like a team that's ready to keep playing for Super Bowls and be in contention for Super Bowls as long as Drew Brees is around, that's for sure.
That's absolutely for sure, and I'll start with Carolina, and I've mentioned this all year, Dorf. That Carolina, I didn't know what to think of Carolina because, like you said, they're up one week, down the next, up. You know, it looked like it just was a model of inconsistency. Now, Christian McCaffrey, and I'm a big McCaffrey guy, going all the way back to his days at Stanford, but McCaffrey had a good year. He had a pretty good year all around with what he does, but the quarterback play was just inconsistent. And you're exactly right with what Carolina has to do with their quarterback. It's figure out where is his head at? You know, what's he thinking? What's he going through? Maybe, you know, they need to bring someone in to work on his mental aspect of the game. I mean, I don't know what to do, but you take a look at the other side of the ledger for that game today. And what do you have in New Orleans in terms of your quarterback? Consistency, professionalism, not worried about social media things like Cam can get kind of hung up on a little bit. Drew Brees is, like you said, he's going to be – it's either him or Mahomes to me for the MVP of the league, really. And he just goes out and plays his tail off and gets his team in a position to win most of the games. And if you have to go to the dome to play in the playoffs, good luck. Have a nice try at that. So you know, we'll see what happens with New Orleans going forward.
I'll tell you a guy that may have a little bit and something to say about who's the MVP in the league, and that would be Philip Rivers there with the Chargers, who, by the way, have the chance to have the best record in the league still. So we'll see how it all shakes out. A lot to play for in Week 17 for a few teams at least. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We got about 20 minutes or so left. You can always jump on board, 1-800-878-7529. Keep it close. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Sometimes you're hot, and sometimes you're not. He's hoping that this team can rally behind him.
Fourth and two, McCaffrey's going to pass, and wide open, Martinez! How about it? Roll the dice and cash in, Panthers!
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
There's already been one safety in this half. Drive starts at the one and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that and plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go 99 yards for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Yeah.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Mike, we're going to continue with the theme that we had, and then we'll break down the games as to what we think is going to happen in them. Cowboys and Giants. Cowboys had an impressive year, let's be honest, man. Dak Prescott wasn't spectacular, but as soon as Amari Cooper came, wound up getting himself a long threat or a deep threat there is on the field. We know Ezekiel Elliott, what he brings to the table. That defense has been pretty good. Giants, on the other hand, Saquon Barkley, maybe the rookie of the year, potentially. Eli Manning, to me, looks old, looks tired, 19 touchdowns on the season. I mean, that's not very good, let's be honest. Their wide receiver core up and down. They're up and down just in general, and I guess that's why their record is 5-10. But the truth is, two teams going in different directions right now, Mike.
Yeah, they are two teams going in different directions, and you're exactly right. I'll start with the Giants here, that Eli does look old. He looks tired. Looks like he can't throw anymore. Like there's not a pass that he can really throw. He can't throw a deep ball anymore. The shining light this year for them is Saquon Barkley. They got their running back for the next 10 years in Saquon Barkley. The kid is special. He's just flat out special to me. You move over to Dallas, and the concern that I have with Dallas is Dak Prescott, his accuracy come playoff time. Can he throw? Can he get the pass to his deep threats? You know, like Amari Cooper. Can he lead his team on the road to wins? They may be another year away from legitimately challenging in the NFC, but Dak Prescott has to be the guy. He just has to. He has to make passes. He has to make plays when plays have to be made. It's that time for Dak Prescott to grow up a little bit. So we will see with Dallas going forward and the progression that Dak makes in the playoffs.
Falcons, Buccaneers, I don't know.
So, you know, we got Atlanta, we got Tampa.
Falcons and Buccaneers, my bad. The Buccaneers, year in and year out, looking for a new coach. The quarterback situation there has been up and down with Jameis, the on and off field problems that he has. Falcons, the different story there. Matty Ice is pretty good, but ever since that Super Bowl, man, I just feel like they haven't really been back to themselves, to be honest with you. So the Falcons and the Buccaneers, I think Buccaneers could be looking for a new coach. I think the Falcons, hopefully their running game is more solid next year and they can reload a little bit and they'll be back. So I think, again, two teams kind of in different directions.
Yeah, Tampa Bay always seems like they're in flux. Like there's always something going on with Tampa Bay that they just can't make the jump to be one of those teams that gets into the playoffs and maybe make some noise. Personally, I think they could be looking for a new quarterback. Jameis, they may have reached the end of the road with Jameis in terms of what they're willing to deal with his off the field stuff. But you look at Atlanta, they were just hit by injuries this year, and that's a hard thing to overcome sometimes. And it depends on who gets hit, with the injuries. But you are right. I mean, since they made that Super Bowl appearance, man, the mindset with them has just not been the same. But, you know, Matty Ice, I like Matty Ice. But let's see when they're fully healthy next year and see if Dan Quinn, the head coach, maybe mixes things up, brings in fresh ideas or something, you know, for the Falcons next year. But I will expect Atlanta to be much better next season.
All right. And the Jaguars and Texans, Jaguars, man, after that season that they had, very disappointing, but we know they've got problems at the quarterback spot there. Texans, great quarterback, fun, exciting to watch them. I think they're going to be good for years to come, too. Maybe a Super Bowl ring in the future for Deshaun Watson and company. But the Jaguars, they've got a lot of adjustments to make, and could be coach, could be quarterback, could be both. And again, they didn't have the same running game that they had. Their defense didn't seem to be what it was. So I think the Jaguars are in a place where it's not so good. Texans in a great spot right now, Mike.
No, you're exactly right. Now, I'll start with the downside here. I'll start with Jacksonville. You know, they came in, you know, they got a lot of guys that like to do a lot of talking on that team. And I got no problem with guys that want to talk at all. I mean, it makes for great talk with what you and I do. But at the end of the day, you talk too much and you put a bullseye on your back a little bit. And I don't think they had that same mindset coming into this year. And like you said, Leonard Fournette was hurt. So that played a huge part for the offense. Blake Bortles resorted back to being Blake Bortles. I think they made a mistake giving him that extension and spending a lot of money on that as well. Houston, man, oh man, is that the team of the future or what? I mean, you got Deshaun Watson, who's going to be there for however long he wants to be in Houston, I guess. J.J. Watt came back. Look, you can make a pretty good argument that, you know, alongside maybe Andrew Luck up there in Indy for comeback player of the year, you could make one for J.J. Watt for what he had to come back from last year. So the return of J.J. Watt, that defense, what Deshaun can do on offense, Andre Hopkins, that wide receiver, Houston's going to be dangerous for a long time.
I agree 100%. I love that team. I love the makeup. I've always loved Deshaun Watson. Chargers and Broncos, again, you know, two teams. The Chargers are pretty solid. Phillip Rivers, as long as you can keep the guy healthy, I think you got a shot with them.
Right.
They may be the most talented team across the board, to be honest with you, throughout the whole NFL. Broncos, not the same. Vance is probably gone there. So some changes probably in the works there.
Yeah, probably. Denver, it just sounds like Denver's just going to be looking for a new head guy. And it shocked me that they're going to be doing that. I mean, let's face it, who's calling the shots up in Denver? John Elway. At some point, Elway has to take a little responsibility here for who he's bringing in, especially playing quarterback, drafting quarterbacks, past Paxton Lynch. You listen in there, Elway? I mean, come on. So I don't think all the blame goes on Vance here with that. The Chargers, you hit the nail on the head with the Chargers. They're probably the best all-around team. And you know what? It took me a long time to get on the Phillip Rivers train, but I'm fully on that train now. The guy just slings it. He just has that attitude, like, I can fit a ball anywhere I want to, kind of that Brett Favre kind of mentality. And then you got Antonio Gates, you know, and you got who I forget the running back, but he was injured a little bit this year.
Melvin Flash Gordon.
There you go. Melvin Gordon. You know, he had a decent year before he got injured a little bit, got some nicks and bruises. But I would not want to play the Chargers going into the playoffs. There's no way I'd want to see them.
I agree with you. Raiders and Chiefs, same thing here. Chiefs in good shape. Patrick Mahomes seems to be the new kind of quarterback in this league. Really slings it. 48 touchdowns on the year. Just impressive. Almost 5,000 yards. Raiders, not the same situation, but they got a ton of draft picks. We'll see how the next few years wind up for them. Your thoughts on these two?
Well, you got to give it up to the Raiders a little bit. They've been playing some better ball. They got some wins. They beat Pittsburgh in the span towards the end of the year and kind of jack stomped all over the Pittsburgh playoff chances. But, you know, I do think that moving forward with all those draft picks, it's going to be something to watch in Oakland. Kansas City, that's video game football right there. Andy Reid has as many weapons as anybody could ever wish for in Kansas City. And Mahomes is just playing street ball football, man. I mean, that's just watching him make no looks, throwing it sideways, throwing it different angles. Does it get him in trouble sometimes? Yeah. Do they have to show us that they can win in a big game? Yeah. But I would not want to, like I said, with the Chargers, I don't want to go into Arrowhead and play a football game in the playoffs. It's going to be cold. It's going to be loud. It's going to be tough. Kansas City has it sitting right there for them if they just go out and play both sides of the ball.
Yeah, with that being said, no Kareem Hunt because of what he did off the field has made a huge difference for them. Not as prolific as that offense as it once was. Rams and 49ers, I love the Rams. I think they're going to be good for years. 49ers, you know, again, they could be hit or miss year in and year out, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the San Francisco and you can kind of sum it up in one person, Jimmy G. You know, once Jimmy G went down, it was kind of like game, set, match for the Niners. You're exactly right. The Rams, they're going to be, as long as they can keep paying everybody, they're going to be good for years to come.
I agree 100%. Bears and Vikings. Bears maybe a little bit earlier than people expected, maybe a year ahead. I do think the future is bright for them. I like the way that Trubisky's progressed. Vikings, I'm not so sure, man. I'm not sold on Kirk Cousins, especially with the way that he's performed. Two really good wide receivers in Diggs and Thielen, and the numbers just aren't there. So I like the Bears moving forward. Vikings, I mean, again, I'm curious as to whether or not they can get back to being that really, really good team.
No, you're right. Defense travels, my man. We all know that. And when you pick up a guy like Khalil Mack, it just brings just instant credibility to that defense. I mean, the defense was pretty good before he got there. It was decent. Now it's just like you have to seriously game plan for that defense. And those guys on Chicago's defense are just ball hawks. Minnesota, you hit the nail on the head again, Dorf. It's just amazing how many times you can do this in a show. But, you know, the quarterback play there is just suspect. It's questionable. So we'll see what happens today.
Yeah, and the reason I'm good at this is because I watch it so much. But, hey, Steelers and Bengals, obviously you're interested in the Steelers. The Bengals, they got to get rid of Marvin Lewis. Finally, they got to move on from him. I don't know how that guy got the job back. It's just boggles my mind. Steelers, Tomlin I think is safe, but you know what? I wouldn't be surprised to see some kind of changes there in Pittsburgh land, man.
No, it wouldn't, and I agree with you. There's a lot of talk of, you know, people wanting Tomlin gone. I'm like, are you crazy? Like, what this guy's done over the years? I do think in Pittsburgh, they got to kind of tighten up the ship a little bit. They have, you know, they have emotional players, and they have emotional people that like to talk a little bit. Even the coaching staff, Joey Porter, kind of comes to mind in terms of that kind of thing. So you got to kind of tighten that up. In Cincinnati, good God. Like, yeah, how does Marvin Lewis keep his job? I even wonder if they're even thinking about getting rid of him. Like, I don't know. I haven't heard anything come out of Cincinnati that would lead me to believe that they're even considering that move.
Yeah, it's wild. I don't understand it. Cardinals, Seahawks. Seahawks supposed to be a rebuilding year. They were pretty damn good. Cardinals, disappointing season, let's be honest. Steve Wilks may be out of a job, most likely is out of a job. 1 year and done. It was a disaster for the Cardinals, bro. Real quickly, go ahead.
Yeah, it was a dumpster fire down here in the Valley of the Sun. So we'll see what happens. I expect Wilks to be gone. Seattle's kind of fighting for something here, maybe better playoff position. Russell Wilson at home at CenturyLink Field, game over.
Yeah, real quickly, Colts and Titans, man, that's a big game. Playing for the winner goes to the playoffs, losers out. Andrew Luck, we've talked about him coming back player of the year potentially. Titans, with or without Mariota, they seem to battle week in and week out, man. You got to give that coaching staff a ton of credit, bro.
Yeah, you got to give them a ton of credit, and I think Indy wins this game, though, but it'll be a fun game to watch for sure.
Absolutely. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. We're going to wrap things up with how we always do, parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close. We'll be right back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Here's the fourth and goal snap.
They're coming.
Here's the blitz. Ryan giving ground. Going to loop it for Hooper. Makes the catch. Touchdown.
First and 10 Giants. It's a running play. Goes to Barkley. Off the 40, the 30, the 20. Goodbye. Saquon Barkley to the end zone.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It has been the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can catch us every week from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And week 17 will be basically in the books at that point, and we'll have a ton of things to discuss, obviously, at that point. But, Mike, as you know, parting shot time, my friend, you are up.
Parting shot is simply this. Dude, we just got through the silly season with Christmas. We head into the new year with new goals, new aspirations, and my new goal and aspirations, or one of them at least, is just to have great playoffs through the whole year, whether it's the NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball. I want to be entertained. I want it to be competitive, and I just want it to be fun, man. So happy New Year, everybody. Stay positive with one another, and have a good one.
Hey, good stuff. I'm going to kind of follow it a little bit. Obviously, wishing everybody a happy New Year. Hope you had a great Christmas. But let's face it, man, it's week 17. It's all about the playoffs moving forward. I'm excited. You should be excited. And you know what? NBA basketball, too, man. I'm excited about everything. So keep it close, everybody. We'll be back next week for Mike Wilson and Scott on the other side. I would be the Dorfman saying peace. You've been listening to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports.